talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, broadcasting in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 and WTTN 1580 AM, and in Waukesha, the Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, and we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it being made, let's get right down to it. There was a lawsuit dismissed. This is something that raised a lot of questions in the past and still does in my mind. There was a criminal case against the jail guards who were guarding Jeffrey Epstein when he committed suicide on August 10, 2017. What happened? How did he commit suicide? How could he possibly commit suicide when he was in jail? Well, it turns out that what happened with these guys, it is required if you're on suicide watch, which he was in the jail, first of all, to have a roommate, have somebody in the cell with him, keep an eye on him. Well, that wasn't done with him. He was in a cell by himself. Secondly, it was required that he be on camera at all times. That was not done. Cameras were turned away. And the third thing is, it's required that the guards walk by at least every half hour, if not more, to check on him. And that was not done. In this case, the guards said, they lied about it. They falsified records saying that they had gone by, and they did not. They said that they were just cruising the internet and didn't bother to check on him. Well, there were a lot of questions at the time, and I have a lot of questions, and I'll tell you what I think happened. The reason the lawsuit was dismissed was because there was a deferred prosecution agreement. A deferred prosecution agreement is an agreement where the prosecutor and the defendants will agree that if they keep their nose clean and don't do anything bad for a period of time, 6 months is a very short period of time, the charges will be dismissed. Well, of course, nothing happened for 6 months, and these guys were let off. They were let off with a wrap on the back of their hand, their knuckles. I'll tell you something. Some people speculate he was murdered. I don't believe that was the case. I think that he committed suicide, and I also think that Crooked William Barr, the attorney general, who's in charge of all the jails. Luke, you're in front of the mic, my friend. No, you're not in front of the mic.
I was just moving around. Sorry, okay, Matt. Sorry. Keep going with what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's a good reason why Donald Trump didn't want Jeffrey Epstein around, a very good reason. For one thing, he was pictured with Epstein a number of times. And one of the most notorious times he was pictured, Melania Trump was on the other side of him. The picture was published in the New York Post with one exception. The New York Post photoshopped out Jeffrey Epstein, believe it or not. And it was there on the front page. And there's a picture, nice picture of Donald Trump and Melania. And that's it. They photoshopped out Jeffrey Epstein. You know, this is the Post, which, yeah, it's a bit of a tabloid, but it is a mainstream paper. That was wrong of them to do that. That was misleading of them to do that. Another occasion, there was a dinner, with a lot of people there. Trump got up. Jeffrey Epstein was in the peanut gallery out there in the tables. And he acknowledged him, and he said, "They tell me that Jeffrey Epstein likes him young. They tell me that Jeffrey Epstein likes him young." If Epstein had lived and gone to trial, Trump would have been subpoenaed. What do you know about his liking them young? What do you know about that? Why did you say that? Trump would have resisted it. This is all very embarrassing to Trump. I have no idea how much deeper he was involved with Epstein and his stuff, but it was a very, very good thing for Donald Trump if Epstein left the scene. And so Epstein left the scene. I think by suicide, some say murder, I think by suicide. And the jailers were missing in action. And not just the jailers were missing in action. He had no roommate, there was no camera on him. They said they were trolling the internet, they falsified the logs. They got off with a 6-month deferred prosecution, which simply, they don't even have to stay in home confinement. It's just don't do anything bad for 6 months. Well, you can keep your nose clean for 6 months pretty easily if that is the alternative, if criminal prosecution is the alternative. So there you have it. They go drifting off into the historical ozone, the guards. Epstein's gone, and there's no investigation of Trump's connection to Epstein. So we will forget about this undoubtedly going forward. It's just one very ugly incident in a series of ugly incidents involving Trump and the Trump administration. But now you know the rest of the story. I want to go from Jeffrey Epstein over to La Crosse, Wisconsin. La Crosse, Wisconsin, congressional race. Ron Kind, a friend of mine who I've known a long time, has announced that he's not running again. There are a couple of very, very fine candidates running to take his place in the Democratic Party. The front runner on the Republican side for the nomination, and I think really unopposed, is a guy named Derek Van Orden. Derek Van Orden is bad news. He's a former Navy SEAL. He's been described as a human flamethrower. He simply attacks, even in this congressional race, accusing any Democratic opponent of being a socialist. He doesn't know what socialist means. I don't know if he's ever worked for the private sector. Maybe he has. I don't know. He has been described as full of vitriol and character assassination. And I think that the Republican Party misunderstands the 3rd Congressional District. 3rd Congressional District is western Wisconsin along the Mississippi River, roughly, and then in a little bit, as far as Stevens Point, that got scooped into it. Derek Van Orden on January 6th, a year ago, during the insurrection, went there. He paid his way out of his campaign account. He should not have done that. People contribute money to your campaign account, not for your personal use. It's for your campaign. That should be determined to be income to him. He should declare that as income if he's buying himself meals and plane tickets to go to an insurrection. We'll see. We'll see what he does. But here's why he said he went there. He said, I went there, quote, to stand for the integrity of our election system. That's code word in the Republican Party for casting doubt on the integrity of our election system. Raising issues of its integrity after it has been site checked, audited, recounted, hand recounted in some states is simply a constant drip of poison into the bloodstream of our democracy. There's a fellow who's retired now, but he was in command of all the special forces, including the SEALs. He's an admiral, William McRaven. I have a lot of respect for William McRaven. He was a SEALs SEAL. He was in charge of the SEAL unit that killed Osama bin Laden. Very dangerous mission. They went into Pakistan, where our faithless supposed Pakistani allies had to hold them up in luxury right near a military academy that's their equivalent of our West Point. They knew exactly that he was there. They have collaborated with ISIS and with Al-Qaeda. They have permitted the Taliban, when things got hot, when we were fighting them, to go into Pakistan. It's a terror state. It's a nurturer of terror. Even though they say they're our allies, we give them $2 billion a year. Why do we give Pakistan $2 billion a year? Because they have nuclear weapons. How did they get them? Because we were stupid enough to let their students come to our country, go to places like MIT and Caltech and learn how to make nuclear weapons. That's got to stop. When we let communists and jihadist people come into this country to learn how to make nuclear weapons, that's got to stop. Well, Admiral McRaven came out with a magnificent statement, and it has nothing to do with Van Orden. He said it before that, but he goes, here's what he said. Admiral McRaven, Trump is actively working to undermine every major institution in this country. He has planted the seeds of doubt in the minds of many Americans that our institutions are not functioning properly, end quote. That's the head SEAL. That's the SEAL's SEAL, the Admiral, not the idiot that's running for Ron Kind's seat in the Western District. He's got to be rejected over there. That is a purple district. Ron's won it. We can win it again. But Admiral McRaven, magnificent statement, quote, Trump is actively working to undermine every major institution in this country. He has planted the seeds of doubt in the minds of many Americans that our institutions are not functioning properly. That's the kind of Navy SEAL we need running for office. Not Van Orden, who is the flamethrower, the character assassin, and I think is going to come up short in Western Wisconsin. They're not going to put up with that. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.